also on his knees. So Michroa al Kaf al Yaakov, and as he was on his knees, lifting up his hands to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, standing on his, that was the gesture. That's the way he was. But it says Neged Kol Yisrael. How can Kol Yisrael see that? He's on his knees. They're all standing. Understand? There's no galleries. They're all standing now. How can Kol Yisrael see that? They must have done it on an elevation. Must have been, where was their elevation? So we see from Divrei Hayomim. Divrei Hayomim, it says that Shlomo HaMelech made two things. First of all, he made Mizbech and Achoshes. Mizbech Avonim came much later. It says, "Im Mizbech Avonim Tivne." This was now when the Beis Hamikdash originally, Shlomo HaMelech made in a Mizbech and Achoshes, a very long one, Mizbech and Achoshes, 20 amas long Mizbech and Achoshes that he made. Then it says he made a kiyah, a new kiyah, kiyah nechoshes, and that kiyah is normally placed between the mizbeach and the hegel. He put it in front of the mizbeach, and maybe he turned it upside down. He stood on top. He was on top. In Divrei Hayomim we see, and when it says naked to Israel, means Yama Shlomo, he was standing. He was standing on before the Mizbech. Mizbech means Ha Mizbech, which he made, which is not mentioned here. And he was standing on top of the Kiyah so that Kol Yisrael could see him. Kol Yisrael could see him. And then he spread out his cup of Hashemoyim. That's the way it started. And then probably during the Tefillah, he was Koreya himself and keeping his oar. He was not together. Maybe he first spread out his hand, then he was Korea and Ishtachavit. Whatever it is, yet it's here only briefly reported, because the main thing is the Tefillah. Va Yoma. Now begins the Tefillah. Now, as all Tefillahs have to be, you're not starting immediately with a Bakosh. Here I want to say something about the translation of the Tefillah. You say Tefillah is a prayer. In German, it's a Gebet. Now, all this comes from the word to ask for something. To pray means to ask for something. Pray, give me this old English means pray. To asking for something. In the phrase, in Yiddish, it's to say, Friedepray. Pray means ask for something. In English, and then we say the word Gebet. Bet means a bit. Ask for something. That's what we call it Bakosha. That's not true. Every tefillah contains, and not every tefillah, most of the tefillahs also contain Bakosha. But tefillah is something else. Tefillah is where you have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by words. You talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah may contain techina, where you ask for a chanun, for a handout, or although you're unworthy, that's a techina. Tefillah may make Bakosha. Tefillah has also shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Must have rino, sicho, where you talk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are many words for tefillah. All this is confused. Tefillah means that we are talking with Rabbanu Shalom. Actually, it has to do with the word pelel, kolal, plilim are judges. And mi pilel, who has ever thought, Dover now not Pele, but Polil. Pele means thinking, so it means meditation. Pele means actually meditation. So you can say it Pele Belay, without saying a word. Meditation. Hegyon Halei, that's meditation. So it includes any communication with Hashem is born. That all this. Now it has to start, like Shmoneh Esra, it begins with the Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we say, the first three brochas are no bakoshas. First the brochas we talk about the Yavom, Yisriyakov, Atu Gibor, Chayimeshim, Atu Kodom. Then it begins with the, let's say, bakosha, Chaunin Ados, Shaveinu, and so on and so forth. And then at the end, again comes Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Maudim Anachnu Lo, and so on. Now, he starts out like this. Hashem Melekei Yisrael, again using the same expression, Shem Elokei Yisrael, Ein Kamocho, nobody is like you. Elokim Bashamayim Imal, Alachoretz Mitochus. That means the concept, nobody's like you, means no other Hasoga of Hashem is the one that has no other way of conceiving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by any human being comes close to the concept of Hashem Elokei Yisrael. That's the highest form. Elokim Bashamayim Imal Alachoretz Mitochus. That means Elokim means that's Midas Hadin, in heaven above and earth below, meaning nature, all of nature and supernature. All this follows Midas Hadin. This has not to do with the human race. It has to do with the creation itself. Creation of Hashemayim Mimal. Mimal means supernatural things which are only spiritual beings. And then the physical, Amaroras Mitoras, the lowest manifestation of the physical material world is the earth. Then comes, in addition to it, Shomer Habris V'Achesed Avodeho. This is how the Midas HaRachamim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps the Bris and the Chesed to your servants. Ha'olchim Lefonecha B'chol Yom. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a Bris with those servants that walk before him with all their heart. He's thinking here of the Ovos, thinking here of the Ovos of Amos V'Yakov, all the tzaddikim that went before, with whom Hakadosh Baruch Hu made a bris, and it's the latest one was Dovid HaMelech, and it went before Bechol Yibom, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu keeps the bris v'achesed, meaning even if later on the Torahs are unworthy, they're not held from Bechol Yibom, but since Hakadosh Baruch Hu has made a bris, he keeps the bris v'achesed l'avodech. We have that in several expressions. Many times the bris and the Chesed Lavadech, which means in that Rabbi Shmuel made a bris. But in addition, bris mit Yisroel, or mit Avraham Yisroel Yaakov, the Ovos. In addition to it, there is a Schus Ovos. There are two different things. The bris Ovos and the Schus Ovos. You say, Zelcher Chastei Ovos. The Shmuel remembers, that means the, all the mitzvahs which Avraham Avinu has done, the mitzvah of Yaakov, the Chasodim, that means they did me'avo, serving that Rabbi Shmuel means Chesed, all the mitzvahs that they took, the Avo, the Kodesh Boro, they schus, it keeps on the head of Tov for a thousand generations. It was all the way down, and this Kodesh Boro still remembers that. So this is another Shevach to HaKodesh Boro. This, you asher shomarto, the Avdcho Tovit Ovi, this actually part of it. That is in general. Now, he, in particular, he praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, that you have kept to your servant, Dovid Ovi, that which you have promised him, as far as, it means, as far as Beis HaMikdash, that his son shall build the Beis HaMikdash, but Adaber Befiyecho Ubiyot, the Adaber which you have spoken with your mouth, Ubiyotcho, with your power, Mileso, you have filled it, fulfilled it, Kayom Azeh, as of this day. It means what we are celebrating today means a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Shomer HaPris Avodecho to all the Avodecho in general, and in particular to Dovid Ovi, that you, to whom you have made a promise, so that we have now this Mikdash built through his son, exactly as you promised, for which he gives the Shev. Yeah. Now he's saying it about kosher. But before we come to that, I would like to quote the Sifri in the end of the Parashat Sefer Devarim. It says here, Shlomo Laposa Petzoho Shel Yisroel Techilo, he did not say in this Tefillah anything about the needs of Am Yisroel, Ad Sheposa Peshvocha Shel Mokom Techilo, until he praised, started with a praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenema ein kamocho, rekim, shamayim, moav, and so forth and so forth. Ma'ahakach posa b'tzorochum tzir Yisrael. And afterwards, he started to speak about the needs of Israel. And at the end, it says, choza, and at the end, he repeated, v'chozam Bishvocha Shel HaMokom, when he was finished with his tefillah, he closed also with the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenema, and that's not mentioned here. In Divrei HaYomim, the same tefillah is mentioned, but a few words extra at the end. It says, Kuma Hashem, it says here, Limnucho Sech, means Limnucho Checho, there's a different version, slightly different from what you say. In other words, he says a words of Sheva after the tefillah which I have mentioned in Divrei HaYomim, not mentioned here. However, Av Shmoneh Esre, now comes the tefillah Shmoneh Esre, Shetikne Chachom Rishonim, which the original Chachom in the Sakin, Shei Yisroel Mispalanim, that Yisroel should be mispalanim 3 times a day, La Poschu B'tzochem Shei Yisroel Techilo, they didn't start with the Tzorach Yisroel, beginning, Ad Sheposchu B'shvorah Shel Mokom, Shenema, Okay, la good, la giba, la noro, mate asurim, kodo, shato, noro, shemecho, la achakach, afterwards comes the fa'enu, la achakach, modim anachu. By the way, this is the Sifri. In the Sifri we see that there was an original version of the Shmoneh Esre, which we only have on the Roshon Yom Kippur. Kodo, shato, noro, shemecho. We only say that in Kippur. That seems to be the Sifri, the Nusach of the Sifri, only around for every Shmoneh Esre. So, this is as far as this. How can we continue? Nava'ato, now he's mispar. First, Hashem Melakei Yisroel, Shmo La'avdcho Dovid Ovi Eish Asher Dibarto La'olemo. Now he's asking that he and his children, shall also continue to be Melochim Ovi Yisroel. He have promised my father David as follows: Lo Yikores Lacho Ish Milfonai Yosef Al Kisi Yisroel, that no man shall be cut off before me, that means before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to sit on the throne of Israel, which means nobody is allowed to sit on the throne of Israel except the children of David. However, this promise was made with a condition. The other was unconditional. Shlomo HaMelech built this mix was unconditional. That's why even if he did an avera, he should have prevented him by marrying Basparo. That time it was only Basparo. They didn't prevent him. However, as far as the children are concerned, Zrak im Yishmeru Bonecho Estarkom, that was the promise which he made to David HaMelech. Only if your children will keep their way, Leleches Lefonai, Kasher Holach Lefonai, to go before me, just as you have gone before me. So he is, Shlomo HaMelech says, keep this, Ve'ato, and now Elohei Yisroel, Ye'omei no dvorecho, Asher dibarto le'avdcho le'dovid. May this word come true. Ye'omei means, faithful. The word shall become faithful, which means it shall come true in the future, that Al-Kisei Lo'yeshev so, that nobody else but the children of David HaMelech can sit on the throne of Israel. Any other kingdom of Israel is illegitimate. So was the Maccabean kingdom of the great Gedolim, with great Tzaddikim, the next Hanukkah happened to them, but then they made a mistake. That they became kings, they should not ever become kings. That was their downfall. That was eventually that was the focus of it. The children of the Chasam Noam should not have become king. As long as the Yochanan Kohen Gadol was the Kohen Gadol, it was wild, marvelous. Eventually, then became a king. The first, next, second generation were already Yanai, and they were no good. They were not. There was a Kripas HaMelech who was a tzaddik, but he had nothing to say anymore. It was under the Romans. At a palace, and they treated him with respect, but otherwise nothing to say, no power. So we have here a tefillah that nobody should sit on the throne of Israel, the throne of Israel who is not the base David. Ye'omeno nevrecha means, he means, please let this be fulfilled. the please may mean even if one of my offspring would not be such a great tzaddik as David HaMelech, it'd still be fulfilled. However, if there were a shoim, and that was, of course, the end of Malchus Bistole, until Mashiach comes. Now he is continues the next film. He starts out with an introduction. Ki ha-umnom yeshev Elohim al ha-oretz. Umnom means, also comes from umein. We would have to ask that, does really God dwell on the earth? We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't dwell on the earth. Ha-umnom yeshev Elohim al ha-oretz. Is there HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells on the earth? Hine ha-shamayim, shmei ha-shamayim lo yekalkelu. The heavens, and the heavens of the heavens, they cannot contain you. In other words, they're not big enough that you dwell there. Afki abayis azeh ashebonisi, so af is a kavachoma, so much more or less this house which I have built. Nazir. So the word umno means that's really that Hashem dwell upon earth. We say the Shechina is now in Besamikdash. That does that mean in the sense that Shechina is now in Besamikdash? Shechina is everywhere. Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, and the whole Bria is limited. Kadosh Baruch Hu is unlimited. So since Kadosh Baruch Hu has no gevul, no limitations whatsoever, how can we say that he is dwelling on earth or in heaven? Or Shmei Shemaim, Rabbi Yish explains, Shmei Shemaim means suppose the whole universe with all the billions of stars would be only one point of a greater heaven. Even that, the super universe. This universe, just one small point in the super universe. Would that be enough? You cannot. So what does it mean, really, that the Shekhinah is a Mishamikdash? So this is very hard to understand. The Shekhinah is a Mishamikdash. The Shekhinah was before the Mishamikdash. The Shekhinah is a means. What does it mean? So there is a Yalkut, very interesting Yalkut. It says here, Umar Rabbi Shur, the Sikhim Shem Rabbi Levi. Lamahu Doma, to what can it be compared? There is a cave which is at the end of the sea, at the seashore, a cave, which when there is the ebb, the low tide, the cave is empty. When there's, it says in Goash Hayom, but if there's the yam, that the flood comes, Nismal Hamor, then the cave is filled. Hayom lachosa, there's nothing left. In other words, the ocean has not have any less water than before. It doesn't mean that part of the ocean water is now in the cave. There's not less water in the ocean than was when the cave was empty. Ki af api d'sifu kvod Hashem moles ha-mishkan. All it says, the Lord Hashem filled the mishkan. There was not anything less kvod Hashem in the Elyonim and Tachtonim, whoever that is. Kishem she'oma haloes ha'shemayim z'oz animole yirmiyo. We have the same person several times in Tanakh. Yalkut Shmur says, I feel heaven and earth, which means I feel it. Is there anything less? There's nothing taken off HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, what the Muslim wants to explain is this. We're talking about the Kvod Hashem as if this was something material, where part of it comes here, and part of it is there, or all of it is here, and not there. All this is only a figure of speech. What we would say means, when you are with the Mikdash, you feel the Kvod Hashem, you sense it, you are aware of it. It's a manifestation, because Kvod is where, and he's every time there. He's always there. Now this is a manifestation that he's there. And I always give the most, I repeat myself so many times about the radio that you turn off, which is a manifestation that the radio waves are here. Otherwise you wouldn't know. In other words, there's a concert played in the concert hall, and the waves are right here. They go to the hall, they're right here. They go to me, they go to you, they go here. So then there's a little box here. then he could not. All of a sudden, he hear beautiful symphony concerts. Where was the symphony concert before? It was in the concert hall. Now you bring it in. It's not like that. You don't bring it in. It was here the whole time. Except I wasn't aware of it. This is a mechanism by which I can be aware of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there all the time. Because the Mikdash is a mechanism by which I can be aware that he's here. Otherwise, I would. So, in other words, it's hard to. Our mind cannot grasp it. So, Shlomo HaMelech in his tefillah wants to say, not for one single second do I believe that while HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells here, is a fire, there's a Mikdash and smoke. We can't even stand inside the Kohanim. We have to go out of the Heichal full of smoke. And so, and Yibra Yomim says, a fire came down here from heaven after he finished his tefillah. Yeah. So it doesn't mean that Kishbor is here more than he had been before. He was here before all the time. So this is what he wants to say. Now he says, you shall turn to the tefillah of your servant. The El Techino also. That means here you see the first, the Techino, the prayer, where you're asking for something. That's the chinah is separate from tefillah. Hashem elakoi, lishmoa elorino elatfilo, she'abdecho mispale levonecha ayom. Now he introduces, first he says, praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu again, that the Hashemayim, Shemei Hashemayim, lo yikam tefilucho. And now he says, I have certain things on my mind, I'm asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen to the rino elatfilo. What the meaning is of Rina Tfilo, we have to learn this gym next time. I only want to say the gist of what follows is that all Tfilos, which from now on, Israel or anybody, even a non-Jew, will be mispara, if they will be heard, they have to be directed to the Beis HaMikdash. That means to the manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on earth, which is in the Beis HaMikdash. This is the idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adatishma Hashemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears it, Hashemayim. But there is a manifestation, as far as, put it this way, as far as a man can conceive of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more than a mere philosophy, just mere thinking, that this is in the Beis HaMikdash, and by any tefillah which a person says, he's the thinking, and directing the Beis HaMikdash, he's, so to speak, communicating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this has to be explained. The people said, we are in the middle of the pillar of Shlomo. Yeah. We've reached up to cause a kafchet. It says there, ki ufoniso el filas abdecho el chinuso. You shall turn to the tefillah of your servant and to his techinu. Hashem elako. Now first he is misfallen on his personal tefillah. The misbor shall turn, pay attention to his tefillah and to his techinu. Rishmoa el arino el atfilo, and always to hear the rino. And the tefillah asher avdecho mispalel lefonecha hayom, which your servant is mispalel lefonecha hayom. Suppose it which is repeating itself. First of all, we know now the difference between tefillah and techinah. Tefillah is the tefillah which we're supposed to say. Shlomo HaMelech, at the time Shlomo HaMelech, there was a din of tefillah, it's an oath, from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It was not exactly the words which we say today, but it was an accepted form of tefillah, which all of us were saying. In fact, the Kriyas Yamsu, which says, Topsu Umnas Abraham, that this was the old tefillah, that was a tekona to say certain things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shachas, Min, Tamar. This was an oath. In addition, Shlomo HaMelech is adding on now a special tefillah. First of all, when he said tefillahs after, turn to the tefillah of your servant, which means the tefillah. He's saying the regular tefillah. And that's one thing. Then comes Techinah. After the Tefillah, we call it Tachanun, we say Techinahs. Special requests that you have, which still not said, ask our Rishpoch for Chayn. Chinun. Chinun means actually Matonas Chinun. We say we're not worthy, and the Rishpoch should grant it to us. Then comes Lishmoa Elat Filo. Elat Filo means now comes to listen to a special Filo. Asha Avdachom is Pala von Echa Hayom, which is only today. This is not regular Filo. This is a special Filo. He calls, says, Rino and Tefilo. Now, Rino means actually jubilation. But we do find that the word Rino is used in various forms. We find Vayoronu. So it actually means when you're excited and you express your excitement in words. So it may be jubilation, it may also be the opposite. It says Bavot Rishoim Rino. Rino means jubilation. That's jubilation. Rishoim destroyed Rino, there's jubilation. Then you find also when people are making loud noises too because they're very excited. So Lishmo El Rino El Atfilo. What does it mean? And we always use that. We say it in quoted in our Tismonim. Now, so what does it mean? There's a machlokas between the Bavli and the Rishalmi. The more in Bruchas in our Gemara says Rino is Tefilo. That's what we call Tefilo. That Esra. And Tefilo, in addition to Rino, means Bakosh. That you make certain requests. For instance, it would mean like this. You say, Atachon in the Udam Das. That's Rino. You say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it grants every human being his mind, his das, his power of thinking. Lamed le'enosh bi. Then comes the Bakosha, Oneinu me'idcho, give us also the Sechel, Deo bi le'vas. And so sometimes the tefillah starts like this, starts like this. Then we have at the end, for instance, V'einu Hashem ne'rofei, She'einu v'niv Hashem. Where it comes to Bakosha first. Let me say, Ki Sehilo Seinu. Sehilo Seinu Ota. So that's already the tefillah. Then we have, the beginning of the Shemini Esra. That's only Rino. You have no Bakosha whatsoever. No Bakosha whatsoever. The first three points. And then we have, in Shema Kolein Hashem, Atu Shamea Tefillas Kol Amchu Yisrael. It's a mixture of certain things are the tefillah. Tefillah is not a request. You know, I make statements that you make to the Rishpoch. That's one. And in interspersed is Tefillah. The question is what comes first. So in we say that Tefillah is first, and Bakosh is afterwards. In Roshalmi, in Brochus, it says, Rino is Toveya Tzrocho. Rino means request, the opposite. And Tefillah is Tefillah. Which is easier to understand. Be it as it may, it means that our tefillahs are a combination. So first, a combination. What Shlomo HaMelech is doing here is the same thing. Now we have here Gemara in Brochus. It says there, Tanya, Abba bin Yom in Oma, and tefillah, Shel Odom, Mishmas, Eleb Besakneses. Tefillah is only heard when you daven in a shul. Shenema lishmo el arino la tefillah. V'mokom rino kom tehei tefillah. So it seems to be that the Gemara there means, at least this is what it seems to be Abba bin Yomin means. Rino means where a lot of people are saying tefillah together. That's called rino. Vayarom vayoronu. Something, a noise that's made by a lot of people. So there were a lot of people, Amispale, Mokam Rino, Shom Dehei Tefillah. This is from here. That the Tefillah is only answered with recognition because I personally have no Sechus, so who am I? This problem is to me. Nothing. So make a request. However, if I have the recognition, there's a minion. In other words, that's Amisroel, Shechin is there. Klal Yisrael, as a part member of Klal Yisrael, I'm very important part of the world that was first created. So it says a person cannot daven the Pesach Nesis, and then he shall be mechaber. He daven at the same time that people daven the Pesach Nesis. And the people even cannot do it, they say. In his mind, it can unite himself with all the people who daven minyan together. But this is Abba Bin Yomans. He says, Ein Bilishmas, Ein Pesach Nesis. Yeah, so then the Gemara says, and that's what I meant before, Omer Akiva Abba, Alishal Odom Srochov Fa'acha Genghis Baba. A person shall not first ask his bro for all kinds of requests and then afterwards be his Baba. Shenema Lishmoel Arino Latfilo, Rino Zutafilo. First to be his Baba, and Filo, that's all the Rabbi Bakosha. It's not the Gemara, it's not easy to understand. And, I have already said that Rosh Hashanah says the opposite. Yeah. Now, let's look in the continue here of the Chokhmah. Lios enecho besuchos nabais hazeh laila v'yom. Your eyes shall be open at this house day and night. Day and night. That means, in simple terms, means day and night. But since the Bishbor is no difference between day and night, it means here as follows. Since there are no Kabbalahs during the night, Kabbalahs are only during the day, means although the tefillah go together with the Kabbalahs, and at night there are no Kabbalahs, but your eyes shall be open, and I say, Ramoka Masher Omato, Yeshmisham. The place which you have said, that my name should be there. At least the Shechin is always in the Samikus. Lishmoa el atfilo, sheispalel avdecho lamukam hazeh, and to listen to the tefillah, which I, that means your servant, is mispalel amukam hazeh. Lishomato et finas avdecho, in other words, it's very interesting. If we say that tefillah means here, that it's the three tefillahs, we say that tefillahs ma'at is reshus, and it says, since he's talking about day and night, that means he personally was mispal ma'ar. So he says, Lishmo el atfila shispal abdecho, I'm mispal, and I'm okam hazeh even at night. They're turning to this place. Shamato et chinas abdecho, then you shall listen to chinam. That's the tachanu. Abdecho, v'amcho yisroel, ashi yispalu el amokam hazeh. Now he starts a new song. First he was talking only about his own tefillah. Now he's including his tefillah with the tefillahs of Amcho Yisrael. That means that the Mokom HaMikdash will be the place where the Shpoko is listening to the tefillahs of Kol Yisrael. Ashi Yisparlu El Amokom HaZeh. They are not all in the Beis HaMikdash, but they're Yisparlu in the thinking of the Beis HaMikdash in this direction. Now, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in the Samik. Ato tishma el mokom shivtcho el ha-shamayim. You shall listen at a place where you are dwelling in the shamayim. Shamato v'shalochto, you shall hear and you shall be mokom. So we see definitely that the word tachtina is the same as what we say today in Tachnun, where we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness. You shall listen to the tefillah of the Klal Yisrael. First it says, Shmuel HaTfilah Shesparul Abdecho, his own tefillah. Then he says, Tefinas Abdecho. He means my own tefillah, if I have done averes, that you should be mocha. It includes in this own tefillah also the tefillahs Amcho Yisrael, Shesparul HaMokam HaZeh. And you will hear in Mokam Shivtcho LaShomayim, Mat Shalom. Now this is repeated constantly here. He's talking about all eventualities where the Shporah should listen to tefillah. It's like this. People should be misfollowed in the direction of the Samikas. But they should know it's not the building of stone and cedar wood, that this is where this book is developed. This is only a symbol for what the Kisei HaKovod, the Samikas Shalmalo, the tefillahs are actually directed, while they're directed to the Besamikdash, but it meant is, that the Shporah Bashamayim, Shivta, Mokam, Shivta, Shemaim, Deshul, Shematim, Shalom. Now he brings a few other things. Tfilas Yisrael, Tfilas Achote, now comes Shvur. Esa Shayechto Ish L'Rei. If one commits a sin, one against the other. The Nosa Ba'olo, that means he announces a curse, a shvur. Every oath in former times is connected with a curse. It means, I swear it's true, and if it's not true, and Hashem shall give such and such a punishment to him. So this is why all the shvurs always start with the word, when it says, im, shenishpati ba'api, im yivon min ha'os. Means if. If you miss, they will not come. So why would im yira ish min anosh ma'ele, if, that means none of these people will come to Eretz Yisrael by the Meraglim. So what means im? It means like this. Such and such and such shall happen if I would permit this. Which means I'm not going to permit it. Only Shmua and Ola is always connected with it. It's an, for instance, by Sota. By Sota we say that Ishpia HaToin is Isha, make her swear. Im lo sotis, that you haven't had any relation with another man. What means that? Such and such and such shall happen to you, and it gives a curse. Such and such will happen to you if you had a relation. Ve'im sotis, which means you have not. You swear that you have not. Because if you have, you take upon yourself an oath. Now, inoso ba'o olo lahaloso means actually a person takes upon himself a curse that should happen to him if he doesn't tell the truth. That's actually the shvur. One has committed something wrong against the other, and well, let's say money matters. And he comes to court, and he takes a shvur that in case if he owes him the money, he takes upon himself a curse. That should happen to him. So, this curse shall come before your mizbeach in this house. It means all the shvuos which a person would say, to swear the basin, shvuos basin, and the time is a mikdash, it comes, it should be considered as if it's right there, b'mokam hashem. And actually, what is a shvur? A person swears. Because he says, Hashem is my witness. Hashem is my witness. Now, people will swear easily this, that, and they swear false. If they realize that Shmur is the witness, it's really there, he's listened to it. I would be very terrified to do it. Now, Beis HaMikdash is the Mokam HaShkina. So when there is a Beis HaMikdash, people will swear to have the idea that they're standing right in there before the Mizbeach. And there, HaKadosh Baruch is there, and is metabel the shvur. Ba'ata tishma shamai, and you hear the shvur. You will see so, and you shall do according to this. Your father tells avodero, and you shall judge your servants. La'ashiya rosho, lo says daka barosha. In other words, if a rosha falls, swears falsely, has committed something wrong, and swears falsely, to give him his derech, that means his way of his actions, barosha, on his head, means he brought it upon himself. Hatzik tzadik, if he swears truly, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall give to the tzadik the righteousness, losis lokitzit kosha, to give him what he deserves. Now the Chachom say that this refers to a special shvur. Also it refers to all shvurs. The idea is that any shvur in Bezin means, the shvur comes to the Beis HaMikdash, Mokom HaMizbeach, and there HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, if it's true, will let it, if the person who swears, swears truly and is innocent, Baruch Hu will give him schar for his tzedokah, his righteousness, and the opposite for the rosh. But Chachom have said that this refers to a special case. That is the sota. Well, actually, the shvuah is the Kohen makes the nisha swear before the mizbeach. They bring a carbon. The husband has to bring a carbon. He has no out special carbon, which is made from barley flour, nothing in barley flour and water. He brings it there, and before the has to swear, that she has not done anything wrong. So in case, and she brings it also upon herself. She's told what the shvuah is. The belly will swell on, and she'll die a horrible death. Or on the opposite, the nixav is azora. If it's true that she swears, she'll be not only nothing going to happen to her, but she'll have children. And if she ever, she always wanted to have a boy, she never had one. She'll have a zora, or she had no children, she'll have children. So, in other words, this is exactly the hatzdik. The Hashia Rosho loses darker Barosho. The Hatzik Tzadik loses Lokazit Kosha. But it cannot necessarily refer only to the Sota, because it says Kishayach the Ishlere Eyo. So it means also Sota. But there's another Remus here. It says if a person has done an Avera with an Ashes Ish, and she takes an ola, and that there's something has happened to her, then if the ola, when she really dies from it, the person with whom it does, she's done the avera, is also punished. Same thing, that's why it's referring to an ish. Now look in Rashi, you want to look in Rashi. Rashi says here, b'shem shamayim bodkin oso, kach, ashiach ish is re'er boel ish is ish. A person sins, commits a sin against the other. That means he commits a sin against his fellow man by being Baal, his wife. And now the oath is also directed to him. The curse is directed to him. B'shem shamayim bodkin oso. Just as the water search her, whether it's true or not. And then in case if it's true, she'll be dies from drinking the cursed water. Tachamayim bodkin oso has the same effect on him. Nosa bo, losa nose. This word Rashi, I do not understand what Rashi wants to say with that. Nose, nose with a hey. Unless it was no shay, but then it makes no sense. It makes no sense. Bo olo lifnei mispeh le Rashi speh. But no, bo olo lifnei mispachacho. Says behemit hakohen se isho lifnei Hashem. And it's referring to that case. Those is darka b'rosha. It's so bitno. Or the hafzi tzadik v'nixu v'nizu zera. So kach nidrish b'tasef b'tasef. In other words, whatever happens to her, happens to him too. So here's a reference to Sota, but in general, it means any shvu. Now comes another case. What the Besamikdash needed for. He no gave amcho Yisroel l'fne'oli. And your people, Israel, has been beaten before an enemy. In other words, they have a battle with the enemy, and they lose. Why? Asher yachetu lo, because they have sinned against you. They lose the battle, they have sinned against you. Yeshovo elecho, they do tshuva to you. V'hodu es shemecho. And they, hodu es shemecho, means they thank you for it. For what? For losing the war. Says Rashi, Shechayev on the Vorach al Aror. You have to thank Hashem for the evil. In other words, that's what's called Tzidik Hadin. Tzidik Hadin. The Jews have a war with the enemy, they lose it, because the idea is because they've done Averes, V'shov Elecha, they do Tshuva, V'hau do Eshemecha, and they, it doesn't say they say Vidui on the sin. But the Hodesh Shemecha, they thank your name. That means they thank you that you are Elokim, a strict judge, because that brings them to do Teshuvah. Then we Hispalalu, then they say Tefillah, Vishanelu Levanecha, Baba Yisazeh. In this house they say Tefillah, Ato Tishma Shemayim. That's almost Baba Yisazeh. In other words, it says, I mean, the Havdol, just as the Moshe, it's the post office. That's where you deposit your tefillah, and then you start to tishma shamayim. So lachtu lachadas amru Yisrael, and you sin, and you forgive the sin of amru Yisrael. Vashivosam elu adomo sinusato lavosam. You bring them back to the place, to the earth, the soil that you have given to their father. It must mean here a certain part of Am Yisrael have been engaged in a war. They have been prisoners of war, have been taken out of Eretz Yisrael. So they go to Beis HaMikdash, Am Yisrael, and they are vidui, that's a Shproch Al-Ro, Natsi Gisadim, and say vidui and tefillah, that the Shproch will forgive them, hear the tefillah, bring back the prisoners, Ashevose Eladom Yisrael. Comes the next thing, Ve'otze Shamayim, that's a reference to the Torah. And when it says, Lo Yishma Adishma, Otsa is Hashemayim, but if you don't listen to it, Otsa is Hashemayim, then he will close the heaven up. Otsa is Hashemayim, suppose this will happen, it's exactly a paraphrase of